And there's been another surge in recent months of unaccompanied children, mostly from Central America, crossing the U.S. border. More than 10,000 in October and November. That's more than twice as many as the same period last year. There are so many that detention centers in Texas, California, and elsewhere are running out of space to hold them. So temporary facilities have been set up, and kids are being sent to them after being picked up by Border Control. Eddie Walker owns the Sabine Creek Ranch Camp just outside of Dallas, where about 200 kids arrived on Saturday. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
And how did these kids end up on your ranch?
Well, originally about a year ago, I was watching a news story on TV and saw kids at the border and Border Patrol offices sleeping on floors and just not ideal conditions. And I sent a random email to a Border Patrol link I found online and said, if you need help, I have a camp and would be happy to help in the situation. And a year and a half later now, we actually received a call from the government saying, could you help us? And so we were glad to do that.
And they pay you for this?
They do. So what happens with camps everywhere in Texas and beyond, many times the Red Cross or local or state or federal governments will have plans in place ahead of time. So in the event of an emergency or a disaster, camps are a good landing place for people for temporary shelter. And so they ask us, you know, what do you usually charge for a kid to come to camp for a night and for three meals? And you give them those rates, and that's typically what they do if they have to relocate people temporarily.
And how much work is it to get food and supplies to them as the days go by? These hundreds of kids arrived on Saturday.
Well, it's a tremendous amount of work. You know, fortunately, camps are set up to do that. We house up to 300 kids for overnight camps at our location, and so we're set up to do that well. We have the facilities, and we're state licensed and inspected to do that. But obviously, through the holidays, we're going 7 days a week, straight through Christmas, straight through New Year's, and so you do have to hire extra kitchen help and find staffing, and so it's a little difficult. But once you're up and operational, it's like anything. When you have the right tools to do it, it's not so bad.
And is it being run like a summer camp? Like, what do these kids do all day?
Well, they're definitely not in camp. They are in the custody of the federal government. So, you know, they're not swimming. They're not doing our zip lines or ropes course or things like that. Primarily, their recreation is going to be a plain soccer, basketball, and just some different activities like that. They'll watch some movies. They'll have arts and crafts just to fill the time. But it's not – we're not – running a summer camp program like we traditionally would in the summer.
And I imagine that some of them are having a difficult time with the situation that they're in right now, being away from their families and what they know, even though many of them are fleeing violence in their home countries. Have you talked to them? What are they like at this point?
Yeah, you know, it was really interesting because you do hear the news stories, but when you have a child standing right in front of you, you know, you're serving a meal and you're thinking, they look just like, you know, my junior high son, my kids. And of course, you don't know where they come from, but obviously they're without family and they're going to be through this Christmas season. So your heart really does go out to them.
And people in the community have gotten together and tried to get some Christmas presents for them.
And that's correct. Just an overwhelming outpouring of people in our community saying, what can we do to help? And especially at Christmas season, everybody is in the, you know, spirit of giving. And just overwhelmed with calls saying, you know, we want to be able to do something special. Do you need coats? Do you need clothes? Or, you know, can we drop a gift off? And so we were able to put some of those things together to give them a good Christmas celebration.
On the other hand, there are many in the state of Texas who do not believe that these kids should be allowed into the country, that they should be sent back to their home countries. Are the people in the community all in favor of what you're doing there, or have you heard some people who are not so happy with it?
Well, certainly there's some who are not happy, and I think probably, you know, 99% of the community where we live would say there is a drastic problem on our border with security and systems that allow this to happen. And these kids in many cases are being taken advantage of. And so I think everyone is concerned about that, us included. But at the same time, when you do have the opportunity to gather around some kids who are there for a short time, people want to help in spite of what may be concerning elsewhere.
How long will these kids be with you, and where do they go next?
These kids will be with us for about 21 days, and after that time, they'll be transferred probably to another camp. Just some state licensing requirements require them to move after 21 days, but there are some real challenges. The federal government has facilities where these unaccompanied minors are located when they come across, but because of surges, those facilities are full, and so they are required to find locations to care for them temporarily while they're being processed.
That's Eddie Walker, who owns the Sabine Creek Ranch Camp in Rockwall, Texas, where just about 200 kids, migrant children who have crossed the border into the United States, are now staying. Eddie, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson from Robin and all of us at Here and Now. Have a Merry Christmas.